Hello and welcome to Jibe Talking, the Volvo Sailing Podcast. I'm Guy Swindles and this week we're off to Boston to get the latest from Puma Ocean Racing with skipper Kenny Reed.
The world will be hearing a lot more of Puma Ocean Racing in the very near future. A lot of our activities, both sailing and shoreside, will be coming to the forefront here very soon.
With Spain, soccer's world champions, Barcelona the best team in Europe, Telefonica are ensuring a strong Spanish sailing spine as they put together their team for the next Volvo Ocean Race. We catch up with the latest recruit, Pepe Ribeth, in Lanzarote.
I think the main reason is because I'm still enjoying sailing. The day that I don't enjoy sailing and I have to do it like a job, probably, I won't be in around the world so early after finish one. But as I'm still enjoying, I'm still having a good time here in Lanzarote.
And finally, we're looking at a sailor looking to give something back after medical treatment in the shape of a kidney transplant saved his career. Listen, please, later to Luke Malloy.
Without the transplant, for sure, I would have to give up my passion and my job, which is sailing, and I probably looked elsewhere, I guess. So the transplant really has transformed my life back to, you know, normal, and actually better than I remember normal, because I'm fitter now and I have more energy.
But first, as always, it's those Volvo Sailing Podcast news headlines. Piet Vroon in his Curve 46, Tonnerre de Breskens 3 emerges victorious in the North Sea race on his birthday. In Austria, the Italians on Use 2 win the Plateau 25 Worlds. There was British success at the Delta Lloyd Regatta in the Netherlands in the 49ers and the Finn. The Australians took the laser gold and the Netherlands won the RSX women's event, Korea the men's. And you could win a holiday to Abu Dhabi if you can find a good name for the Abu Dhabi Ocean Racing Team's boat in the next Volvo race. You can enter via the team's website. While camper Emirates Team New Zealand are giving their Volvo 70 a tryout in the Fiji race down under. We'll hear all about that trip in the next podcast. Well, with Kenny Reed, the skipper of Puma Ocean Racing, powered by Berg Propulsion. And, well, Kenny, it's some time since we've had an update. How are things going with Mar Mostro and everything else Team Puma at the moment?
Very, very smooth so far, Guy. I guess we're a bit under the radar right now, mainly because, well, the sailing team has had a lot of activity for the last month and a half trying to get this boat in one piece and... first of all, and then secondly, bring it out and thrash it about a little bit and, and see what we have. All the same time, our sponsors, Puma and Berg, have been building up their program, and I think, I know that the world will be hearing a lot more of Puma Ocean Racing in the very near future. A lot of our activities, both sailing and shoreside, will be coming to the forefront here very soon with kind of a kickoff function at the end of this month of June. So all in all, very good, very exciting times. We get to look forward to go to sailing almost every single day, so that's not a bad job.
Now, I know you can't give too many details away, Kenny, but are you pleased with the boat after knocking it around for a bit, as you put it?
Yes, but so far, so good. It's a very different boat from our last boat. It feels different on different angles. It responds differently to subtle tweaks. It is quite a learning process. Any new boat is a learning process, but you know this one has its own challenges for sure, and clearly has its own strengths. So it's trying to sort all those things out. And so when the starting gun goes, you actually feel like you have your act together. I really enjoy this process. I enjoy the process of tweaking a new boat, and so far so good.
And you haven't got a bad selection of tweakers alongside you, Brad Jackson, Tony Mutter, and the rest. I guess they're quite busy too at the moment.
Yeah, no, very good. We have quite a selection of tweakers. Who are quite good at sarcastically tweaking each other from time to time as well, by the way. I think the additions of guys like John O'Swain and Calvin Harrop have really added a lot of depth to our program, a lot of kind of veteran leadership, a lot of different skill sets. You know, so we feel very well-rounded, I think, right now as a team.
Kenny, traditionally, this is, as you mentioned, Puma and Berg are about to launch their marketing campaigns. This is almost the end of the phony war, isn't it? This was where it starts getting serious as far as the race is concerned.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of putting it. It is. It's very funny. Every boat that's launched, some talking head like me gets up and says it's the greatest boat and the greatest build and the greatest design and the greatest everything. And sooner or later, we're going to, the rubber's going to have to hit the road here. And that's fun for the fans. You know, I think different looking boats and different designs, different considerations with the designs, leaning towards different strengths, that's all fun for the fans, you know. That's all fun. That's all great for sailing, to be honest. I really hope the Far Boat is quite different because I think it adds to the intrigue of the event and why custom designs and custom boats are so important to an event like Volvo and not kind of a one design type of thing. So, no, the rubber hits the road here soon, and we're all going to know pretty quickly what we got.
Okay, Telefonica have named their third crew member, joining Ica Martinez and Zabi Hernandez, and its fellow Spaniard Pepe Ribes. I asked Pepe how he came to take his place with the team.
My relationship with the team has been now for very long, and the natural thing after finishing the Barcelona was to look for the next challenge, and the Volvo is in the way, and very good friends, and Iker, Xavi. So I think was the natural thing for me to do was to come back to the team and try to be in the crew.
Pepe, you mentioned the Barcelona race. That didn't finish very long ago. Why do you want to go round the world again so soon?
Well, it's probably because I still enjoy sailing. So not like a hard job for me to go back on the water and to go back on joining a team. So I think the main reason is because I'm still enjoying sailing. The day that I don't enjoy sailing and I have to do it like a job, probably I won't be in around the world so early after finish one. But as I'm still enjoying, I'm still having a good time here in Lanzarote.
How is the practice going in Lanzarote? Are you pleased with the way everything's going at the moment?
It's a really good base for offshores for teams that they are trying to train for around the world race. Since we are here, it's been 3 or 4 weeks. I think the lightest day has been 17 knots, and the breeze is between 17 and 30. And in 1 mile, you have the ocean waves from the Atlantic. So I think it's a really, really good place to train, and the weather is really, really nice. Water is quite warm, 23, 24 degrees. I think the people here in the town, it's a little town, it comes to see the boat, knows all of us, and it's a really, really good place to train.
And the boat's going well, I guess.
Yes, the boat is going really well. I mean, it's still early to know, because it doesn't matter how the boat goes here, it's a matter of how it goes when you have another boat in your side. But the training here is going very well. We are developing quite a new technology for designing sails, but obviously we won't know until we are in Alicante with 4 or 5 or 6 other boats in the side to know if our job is being done well or not.
Well, this is always the long wait in the Volvo Ocean Race. And Pepe, just a final thought, because since the end of the last race, you're married now, you have a child. Has that changed the way you think about sailing these days?
Well, you're married as well, eh?
Yeah, they called me as well. I tried.
So, well, it has changed the pro. I don't think it has changed a lot, but there is some time that you think in your family more than before. Before I was married, you are by yourself and you don't mind anything, then you have a little bit of responsibility. Now with one kid, you have a little bit more responsibility, but when you are committed to come to one of these projects, you know that the risk is high, and that's the job. So you think a lot in the family, but it's not a stop for me. And my family knows, Sandra knows me doing the job, and he knows that this is still my passion, and I enjoy a lot, so he normally is committed like me where I'm going.
Well, we're joined on this edition of Jibe Talk in the Volvo Sailing Podcast by Luke Malloy, star of ABN AMRO 2 in the 2005-06 Volvo Ocean Race, and plenty of other events as well. But Luke, you've come up with rather an interesting idea for an auction, and I just wondered if you could tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, no problems, Guy. Basically, I've been sailing with a team in the TB52 Med Cup circuit, a team powered by All For One. And I've come up with the idea of auctioning one of our guest spots off on board the yacht on one of the practice days in Cagliari in Sardinia, and auctioning it on eBay. And the winning person will come out with us for the day and come out on the Med Cup and race against all the other teams, and hopefully enjoy a good day out on the water. The money's actually going towards the Young Adult Clinic, which is supporting youth people who have kidney failure. And as you may know, I had suffered kidney failure 2 years ago now and had a successful transplant. So it's my way of using my sports to come back through and to hopefully donate some money to the people that really supported me through my times. Basically, just log on to eBay and search for Audi Med Cup or All For One or TB52, and it should come up on the search there, and it's got its own page and a couple of nice photos to make it stand out.
Now, Luke, you're obviously back up hale and hearty. You're sailing on the TB52 circuit as well. How important was quick diagnosis and quick then actually making sure that you had the transplant? How important was that to getting back to full health as quickly as possible?
Oh, it was it's critical, really, because I ended up on dialysis for a short period, which is basically three treatments a week of four treatments at a time hooked up to a dialysis machine, you know, cleaning my blood. And obviously with the sailing job and with offshore racing as well, and you can't have the time to be away and do that at the same time, because we're away for weeks at a time. So without the transplant, for sure, I would have to have given up my passion and my job, which is sailing, and you know, probably looked elsewhere, I guess. So the transplant really has transformed my life back to, you know, normal, and actually better than I remember normal, because I'm fitter now and I have more energy, and things seem to be going really well.
Well, Luke, delighted, and obviously a very worthy cause and something we should all be supporting, so well done for arranging this. But just on a personal note, the last time we spoke at length was during that Volvo race with ABN AMRO 2. How have you been? What have you been up to? And what are the plans for the future?
I've been really well. Obviously, I love doing the Volvo, and since then, I've been involved with the America's Cup with Victory Challenge in the 32nd America's Cup, and I've done three seasons now on the Med Cup TB52, which is great close racing, and also keeping my hand in offshore sailing on ICAP Leopard, and also on the Wally circuit in the Mediterranean, sailing on a boat called Indio. So things have definitely been busy, and keeping my hand in and just trying to get better, and who knows, one day maybe another Volvo offer will come past my inbox.
Well, Luke, I hope so, but it sounds like you've got plenty to keep you busy for the time being. Thanks for joining us, and remember, all you people listening, and you fancy a trip out on a TP52 out in Cagliari, you get onto eBay and you make a big bid now. In the meantime, Luke Malloy, thanks very much for joining us. Okay, that's it from the latest edition of Jibe Talking. We'll be back next time when we hope to have all the latest from Camper Emirates Team New Zealand after the Fiji race. But in the meantime, remember to check in at regular intervals to www.volvooceanrace.com.